action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody, back here in Tampa, where the Kings' valiant comeback effort fell a goal short. They were down 4-1 after two periods, made it interesting with a couple of goals in period three, Kyle Clifford and Christian Folan, but they fall a goal short and fall to Tampa Bay 4-3. So Tampa Bay wins both games in the season series. They beat the Kings at Staples 5-2 earlier this year. They swept both games last year, so Tampa Bay with a four-game winning streak against the Kings. Three stars of the game. The third star, as selected by the local media, goes to Andrei Kopitar, who picked up an assist. Kopitar played a ton here tonight. 25 and a half minutes, had three shots. He was 54% in the circle and was a plus player, a plus one. Andrei Kopitar is star number three. Steven Stamkos, a goal and an assist. The goal started the scoring early in the game, his 21st. He assisted on their second goal. Stamkos will be star number two. He only had that one shot on goal tonight, only four shot attempts for the two-time Rocket Richard Trophy winner, Steven Stamkos. And the number one star, not too much doubt about it, goalie Andrei Vasilevskiy. He was brilliant throughout, winds up with 44 saves, and he is star number one. Kings Hockey brought to you by Jeep. Flex your freedom to explore our great country in a new Jeep brand vehicle. Hurry in for great deals during the Jeep President's Day sales event. 4-3 Tampa. The highlights when the postgame returns after this timeout. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
As always, my Valentine's can be sent to Morongo. Got it? Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Valentine's Day dining specials, February 14th, including all-you-can-eat prime rib and rack of lamb at the buffet.
Number two.
You can win a custom VW Herbie on Valentine's Day.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Free cookware, Mondays in February. Swipe and take home cookware you'll love.
Morongo, good times.
Every time a player gets crunched into the boards, it's hard not to think of a delicious Nestle Crunch Bar. A rich, creamy chocolate bar made with 100% real milk chocolate and crisp rice. Since 1938, the mouth-watering Nestle Crunch Bar is made with only the highest quality ingredients, made from sustainable cocoa beans, no artificial colors or flavors, and now it's available in dark chocolate. It's the classic crunch you know and love. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. Available at your local grocery and convenience stores.
What gives a happy meal its smile? Is it the delicious four-piece chicken McNuggets with no artificial colors or preservatives? The kid-size fries? The apple slices? Or the low-fat milk? Maybe. But we think what gives a happy meal its smile is watching the whole family enjoying a meal. With a McDonald's Happy Meal, everyone enjoys together. Just $3 on the all-new $1-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Call Ritz Plumbing, 888-757-RITZ. No rooter man here, only full-service professional plumbers, specializing in trenchless sewer repair and drain cleaning and maintenance, plus kitchen and bath problems, tankless water heaters, gas lines, and yes, rooter service. Call Ritz Plumbing, 888-757-7489.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
Support us at 4H.org.
Nick Nixon talks here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Post game continues here in Tampa. 4-3, the Lightning win it. The crowd, 19,000 plus on hand for Vinny LeCavalier night as they retired Vinny's number four. Just getting settled in, and the first Tampa Bay shot of the game made it 1-0. Christian Folan pressured, looked to get it to Kempe. The pass is broken up, and now Dustin Brown with it. Brown along the boards, tied up. The puck squirts free. Quick shot. Score! Steven Stamkos. From the base of the left circle, he beat Kemper on the short side. So the Lightning get in on the forecheck, force a turnover, and set up Stamkos for the game's first goal. A minute five in. 1-0 Tampa. 21 goals now for Stamkos on the year. Gord and Johnson pestering the Kings, keeping the puck in, get the assist. That goal again at 1:05. But 4 minutes later, the Kings came back and tied it up. And the Kings to center with Andreoff. A give and go with Shore. Andreoff to the left circle, across to Brodzinski, who scores! Oh, a great setup to Johnny Brodzinski at the right circle, and he beat Vasilevsky up high, glove hand side, and the Kings have tied the game at one. Andreoff with a nice cross-ice feed, left wing to right wing, and Brodzinski buries it. We're tied at one. And his fourth goal of the season, second in two games on this trip. Andreoff and Shore as line mates in the last two games with assist that goal at 5:02. It stayed tied 1-1 for only about 4 minutes because at 9:45 of the first period, Tampa Bay regained the lead. Doughty for Andreoff to Martinez into the zone on left wing, down low, a centering pass blocked. And the Lightning clear, out of the box, a break. Killorn into the zone, shoots, scores! Well, the penalty was winding down. Martinez carried the puck in deep, and when his pass was broken up, Killorn came out of the penalty box, was behind everybody, got the lead pass, moved in, and beat Kemper on the stick side. Alex Killorn makes it 2-1 Tampa. His ninth of the year. Stamkos with a nice outlet pass with an assist. Coburn as well. The goal at 9:45. 2-1 Tampa, and that was the score at the end of one period. Then early in the second period, Tampa Bay came out and made it 3-1. Kunitz hands it off on left wing. Paquette back in the lineup. Missed some games. We'll get it in deep. And a battle down low, loose puck, right circle, backhander, Paquette save. Paquette on the rebound. Banked it in from behind the goal, banked it in off the goalie Kemper. Paquette had the first chance at the right circle. His backhander was stopped. The puck wound up behind the net, and Paquette threw it in front, went off Kemper, who was scrambling, and in. And the Lightning have a 3-1 lead. And that chased goalie Darcy Kemper. Jonathan Quick then came on in relief. Paquette, his second goal, back of the lineup after missing about a week and a half. Callahan, the lone assist, the goal at 3:12. And then Dustin Brown got a penalty for kneeing Sergachev, who was skating out of his own zone with the puck. Brown caught his left leg, maybe extended a bit. The referees consulted, gave Brown the major and the automatic ejection. So a 5-minute power play for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's power play, second best in the NHL. They only got the one power play goal, but it was a big one. At 14:43, it turned out to be the game winner. They set up the power play. Hedman to Kucherov. Shot, score! Well, they won the faceoff to start the 5-minute major power play. And Nikita Kucherov buries it from the right circle, beating Quick up high. The goal at 14:43, second period, 4-1, Tampa. Kucherov's 29th, Hedman with the assist. And that made it 4-1, and again, that proved to be the game winner because of the Kings' rally in the third period. The Kings, in that third period, pulled out all of the stops. There were a man down up front with the ejection to Dustin Brown, but they sucked it up, and playing two games in two nights to start this long road trip, they put everything they had into it, and 3:17 into the period, they made it a 4-2 Tampa lead. Kopitar with a puck. Moves in the middle. Feeds it left side to forward down low. Brodzinski one-timer. And a save by Vasilevsky, who might be shaken up on the play. Lightning can't clear. Held in. Forward to Kopitar. Left circle. A shot. Score! Kyle Clifford screening in front. So good pressure by the Kings. And Kopitar from the left side beats a screen Vasilevsky. Clifford was screening in front. We'll see if there's a challenge. Kings get their second goal. It's 4-2 Tampa. And they originally gave it to Kopitar, changed it to Clifford, who got a piece of it, his third. Kopitar and Forbert assisting the goal at 3:17. That made it 4-2. Then two straight power plays for the Kings, but they couldn't score with a man advantage. But shortly after Conacher came out of the penalty box, the Kings did make it a one-goal game. Vice pressure, turnover. Shore's pass deflects to Follin. His drive, score! Deflected in front. Torrey Mitchell was cruising in front.
I think it went off the Lightning.
Nick Shore got in on the forecheck, forced the turnover. Follin took the shot from the right side. It changed directions in front. We'll wait and see if it went off a Tampa Bay Lightning or Torrey Mitchell. Follin with the shot. It actually goes in off two Lightning players. 4-3 Tampa, 6:55 left in the third period. Follin's goal is third. Andrioff and Shore the assists at 13:05. That made it a one-goal game. The game winding down. Obviously, the Kings pulled the goaltender. They had some chances. They won a face-off with under a second left in the attacking zone. Kopitar to Doughty, but Vasilevsky with his 44th and final save of the night to preserve the Tampa one-goal win. We'll take a break. We'll look at the final numbers when the postgame returns. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
As always, my Valentines can be sent to Morongo. Got it? Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Valentine's Day dining specials, February 14th, including all-you-can-eat prime rib and rack of lamb at the buffet.
Number two.
You can win a custom VW Herbie on Valentine's Day.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Free cookware. Mondays in February. Swipe and take home cookware you'll love.
Morongo. Good times.
Back here at Amalie Arena, 4-3 Tampa Bay wins, and time now for our Nestle Crunch hit of the game. We go outside the box tonight. We're going to give it to the guy or gal who hit the button to raise Vinny LeCavalier's banner to the rafters here at Amalie Arena. His number 4 retired in a pregame ceremony. So that was our Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Sometimes you got to go outside the box. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere, it's the taste of fun. Our pest of the game brought to you by Stanley Pest Control. Johnny Brodzinski, he's playing well. 5 shots on goal at all forwards. He had a goal, his second in two games and fourth of the season. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Final shots on goal, the Kings 47, Tampa Bay 28. Power plays, the Kings were 0 for 3, Tampa Bay was 1 of 4. Again, Kings goals tonight, Brodzinski, Clifford, and Follin. Once again, we want to thank our network producers, Art Webb and Jose Fernandez, on site, Jack Maldonado. And next up for the Kings, Tuesday in Carolina with the Hurricanes at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 3:30 with the pregame, 4 o'clock play-by-play on KABC and the radio network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Tampa. Final score once again, Lightning 4 and the Kings 3. Good night, everybody.